With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. The Trump administration's public land steward has rescued himself from work involving dozens of former clients. The move follows conflict of interest allegations from lawmakers and environmental advocates. Acting U.S. Bureau of Land Management Director William Perry Pendley is a former property rights attorney who's argued for selling off public lands. He agreed to avoid matters involving mining organizations and an energy company that wants to drill near Glacier National Park and others. An environmental group says the U.S. government is refusing to provide details of a cattle grazing program in six western states, including Montana, that could be harming habitat and endangered species. Western Watersheds Project made the claim in a lawsuit filed yesterday in U.S. District Court about the grazing initiative announced in 2017. U.S. officials didn't immediately respond to an inquiry about the lawsuit. The director of Montana's Department of Corrections is denying allegations of sexual harassment and retaliation made in a lawsuit filed by a former employee. Adrienne Cotton filed a lawsuit Friday alleging that Director Reginald Michael told her he had a history of subordinates requesting to engage in sexual activities with him. Soon after, she said he asked about her interest in the deputy director position, which she took as a suggestion of exchanging sexual favors for career advancement. Cotton's lawsuit alleges her job was eliminated for talking about the harassment during a human resources investigation. The lawsuit states the investigation found her complaint to be unsubstantial. A separate complaint is pending with the Human Rights Bureau. Another hunter survived a grizzly bear attack yesterday in the Western Gravelly Mountains. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
The attack happened between the Coal Creek Drainage and Eureka Basin Road, according to a press release from Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. It was about 8 miles south of where three other hunters were injured last week in two separate grizzly bear attacks. The elk hunter from Ohio, whose name hasn't been disclosed, told FWP wardens and Madison County sheriff's deputies he was walking through blowdown timber when a bear attacked from a very close range. He said he fired multiple shots with a pistol at the bear until it left and was able to meet up with other members of his hunting party. He was treated at the Ruby Valley Medical Center in Sheridan, Wyoming. FWP wardens and U.S. Forest Service law enforcement notified other hunters and campers in the area and began searching for the bear. The investigation is ongoing, and FWP wardens are requesting that people stay out of Coal Creek and Twin Springs area. Morgan Jacobson with FWP Region 3 says hunters are often at higher risk of encountering bears than other recreationists.
Hunters are usually moving quietly across the landscape. Sometimes they could be alone. Sometimes they're wearing cover scents, things like that. And so, you know, those are potential risk factors for hunters.
Jacobson recommends people hunt with a partner or group, have bear spray, and know how to use it.
We recommend that if a hunter harvests, say, an elk, for example, and they need to make multiple trips to pack it out, to separate the entrails from the carcass that you're processing, and then to leave that carcass that you're packing out in an area where you can observe it from a distance as you come back in.
If a hunter sees a bear eating the carcass, Jacobson says to leave the area and call FWP. He says the number of attacks this fall isn't unprecedented, but the number of bear-human conflicts has been on the rise. At least 23 grizzly bears in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem have been killed this year, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.